916,000 jobs were added to the U.S. economy in March, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics monthly report. The combination of increased vaccine distribution, stimulus, and federal business support, and the easing of COVID restrictions have driven the national unemployment rate down to 6%, 0.2 of a point below February numbers. In Arizona, hospitality and food service managers in some cases are struggling to fill positions as the state resumes its reopening. Joining me to parse out these jobs numbers now is Jim Rounds, president of Rounds Consulting Group. Hey there, Jim.
Hey, good morning.
So what does the national number in this case mean for Arizona? 916,000, that's a big number of new jobs.
Yeah, and normally I caution people by saying that if you fall a long way, you have to grow by a lot to get back to where you were before. So the numbers always look bigger than they should be. But here's the thing about 900,000. We're expecting the U.S. to get back to the previous peak for employment, maybe in a year, a little bit longer. We'll get back to full employment by the end of the calendar year, which was our original projection for Arizona, if we maintain this pace. Now, the question is, can we maintain this pace? I don't know. Probably not at this level, but it is a good sign that I think it's primarily due to the distribution of the vaccine and then the stimulus monies, which are, you know, pumping up economic activity. But that's an incredible number. If we can get everybody back to work by the end of this calendar year, maybe a little bit longer, that's fantastic.
Are there particular industries in Arizona where there is more demand for jobs than the supply of workers to fill them?
Yeah, that's the case in both some higher wage ones and lower wage. So construction is always having some problems related to some of the input costs that it has an impact on affordable housing and all sorts of other stuff. That we're not seeing the extra demand in hospitality. So leisure and hospitality is still down almost 20% compared to the prior year, which is the industry that got hit the most. We'll have some shortages in like the high tech sectors, you know, all these big high wage business locations that you've been hearing about and reporting on. Well, we need to have good workers in those cases. And it's going to be university graduates, and it's going to be a lot of, you know, very well-trained community college graduates. So we need to kind of really ramp up a little bit more aggressively that whole workforce training component and really support these educational institutions, because it's creating more money that's going to be used for other things that help taxpayers have a lower tax liability, adds extra money to education, adds extra money to other things. So this is one of those areas where you get a high return on investment, and that's where the government needs to start thinking.
Jim, Howie and I talked about tax cuts in the new state budget just a moment ago. I'm curious to get your take on that, because there is some question about how big, how targeted, where they go. What kind of advice would you give to lawmakers about what to do relative to tax cuts this year?
So the tough thing is that we have the state's in pretty good fiscal shape, and that's great. I would caution about excessive tax cuts. I think we can do some. I would want to be a little bit careful and not go too far, because budget situations change. I feel like we have some options to invest in some areas where we get a good return on investment. I still want to see the universities get more funding for their new economy initiatives. I want to see additional money going into like a lot of these partnerships related to the healthcare industry. That there's all sorts of neat things that we can do that give taxpayers a positive return on investment. Those might be greater than the return on investment that we get from excessive tax cuts. It's about finding that balance. And so I'm hoping that they're analyzing everything carefully. In the past, I've seen maybe 10 to 20% of tax cuts analyzed properly, but and that's optimistic. So they may be looking at it in the right way, though. So I would encourage them to be thinking about these economic growth ideas, but don't just limit it to one area. There's dozens of things that make the economy tick.
All right. That is Jim Rounds, president of Rounds Consulting Group. As always, Jim, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Hey, take care.